Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. When David Henry Miller and his wife Elmira settled in Medford in 1883, the town was being platted for the arrival of the Southern Pacific Railroad. Miller may have been Medford's first property owner. Miller opened the town's first drugstore, founded a business college, served as postmaster for 5 years, and was elected as a councilman, county treasurer, and after selling the store and moving to Gold Hill in 1909, as a Democratic state legislator. When a distant relative by marriage, Chuck Sears, came to the Rogue Valley in 1976, he had already heard of Miller and eventually located his unmarked grave in the Jacksonville Cemetery. In 2015, Sears purchased a headstone and arranged a ceremony to honor Miller. Sears told Tony Boom of the Medford Mail Tribune, "I've been thinking about it for nearly 40 years. I decided it's something I ought to do." He said the lack of a headstone was a mystery because Miller's wife was still alive when he died, the family had money, and other relatives' graves are marked. Miller, who was hard of hearing, was struck and killed by a train on February 3, 1917, while walking on the tracks. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.